This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
Magic moments upon your ears and your mind are affected by your listening to the DJV program. I'm Doug Steffen, part of the DJV program as Doug. Jennifer Horn is the J portion. Victoria Keelan is the V portion of the program. And our thanks to Kara Schillen, who's at the controls in our studio in Washington, as we update you to things that are going on here, there, and everywhere. Jennifer, that is your assignment. Please take it seriously.
I do, and there are plenty of things going on in Washington, and there are plenty of things going on in your local government that will affect you, no doubt. It will affect your life, but probably the thing that affects you most every single day, aside from your family, your friends, and your loved ones, is your commute. You may actually be commuting right now. U.S. commuters, there's a new report out that suggests that commuters are spending an extra 2.5 hours in transit.
Wow.
The daily commute in 2017 increased by only 18 seconds per trip, which doesn't seem like a lot, but according to the Census Bureau's newly released 2017 American Community Survey, commuters overall are on the uphill climb towards a longer commute, with some spending 2.5 hours in transit every single week. The survey shows that the average commute crept up from 26.9 minutes, and that's the average, so you're spending about a half an hour. It was 26.6 minutes a year before. Major cities across the country saw commute times increase, and the Washington region, specifically, Kara, where you are in D.C., retained its spot as the home of the second longest travel to work times in the nation. Any idea who's in front of them?
Gee, I wonder who it could be.
Victoria.
Uh-huh.
New York can't be worse than...
Really? New York is worse than Washington, D.C.
Wow.
The average one-way trip
worse than Los Angeles. That's
reached 37 minutes. That's right. Los Angeles right under them on the list. So it's very funny, Dougie, that the three ladies you have surrounding you are also the home of the three longest commute times.
And the nicest part about all of it, except for Kara, is that your commute time is, as it is from my situation, from the bedroom to the studio.
Someone needs to figure out a way for that to be my commute as well.
Yes, sir. Yeah. Good luck with that. Maybe
if you
can get Alexa to do
things yet. Exactly. Yes. If you want to know the other cities on the list, it was San Francisco, San Bernardino, California, Atlanta, Chicago, Baltimore, Boston, Seattle, and, of course, Los Angeles, in addition to New York and Washington, D.C. How about
that whole trip along the, if you're heading east on the 10 out of Los Angeles, is a nightmare.
San Bernardino. If you're headed out of the 10 in Los Angeles, but headed out, you'd go towards San Bernardino. And the thing with San Bernardino that's different about, and if you don't know that, that's about, it's a community, actually a huge region of Southern California, more than just a community, about 30 miles outside of Los Angeles proper. But the problem is that most people that live in San Bernardino work in Los Angeles, and so they have these long commute times just because you have to go 30 miles, and then when you add in cars and traffic...
Isn't there a train? Is there a train from there?
It really spotty with the mass transit in California. Right. There's one that runs along the 210 into Union Station, but there
there's
still a lot of people on the road.
Yeah, there are, that's for sure.
Logistically, though, because Southern California is so spread out, logistically, it's hard to imagine how you could effectively put in some mass transit that would work for people.
Unless you lift them
up over the freeway, maybe.
Yeah, but if you could find the track, the way to put the track in, I think that would be a good solution, a fast train.
When's Elon Musk going to shoot everybody underground?
He's working on that now.
In tunnels, right?
Yeah, working on that now. Elsewhere around the country, sort of state by state, 4,000 Arkansas residents losing Medicaid health coverage after the state implemented work requirements for Medicaid earlier this year. Arkansas was the first state, and actually still the only state, to put in work requirements for people insured under Medicaid expansions provided by the Affordable Health Care Act. In order to qualify, You're not exempt if you're, wait a minute, let me see if I can understand this. People who aren't exempt have to work or do community engagement for 80 hours a month. They have to report the hours online. If you don't report your hours for 3 months in a year, you lose your coverage. Have to wait till the next year to reapply. Let's see. This is something that Washington has said states could do, that is, to impose work requirements for Medicaid, as similar to programs like food stamps. Anybody get it for this? So 26,000 people in Arkansas are affected by this. Kentucky tried to implement these guidelines, but a federal judge blocked it. Why? Why would a federal judge block this under what? This is a system that makes sense. Why would you get something if you don't work for it? Why should you be entitled to something? This is common sense. So why is it?
The only thing, I don't know the answer to this, but the only thing I could guess of why a federal judge would be involved is the definition maybe of what people, of disabled, because some people are on disability and clarifying what able-bodied means. I think it's probably something in the weeds like that, if I was guessing.
Yeah. Well, it's time we started reining in. That is one of the things in terms of whether you like Trump or you don't like Trump. I'm happy to have all of these things, these coverages and the giveaways and getting things for nothing and not having to really qualify or be scrutinized. I'm happy to see that stuff tightened up. Frankly, I think we spend way too much money. All right, speaking of tightening things up, there was supposed to be an emergency test message, Jennifer, sent out from the president as part of the Federal Emergency Management Agency system to warn the public in cases of national emergency. It was supposed to be sent out this Thursday, now moved back to the 3rd of October. A majority of cell phone users get an alert on Wednesday, October 3rd, with a header, Presidential Alert, and the message, this is a test of the National Wireless Emergency Alert System. No action is needed on your part.
For all of you that have been waiting for that text message from Trump, it's coming. I actually think this is a good idea, because, and here's why. It's not because of Trump or whoever's sitting in the White House, but I think when we get those messages on our cell phone, like an Amber Alert, where that annoying tone goes off and it scares everybody half to death, and then you just get annoyed and maybe you look at it, maybe you don't, maybe you just delete it because you're annoyed. I think when you have the president's name coming across your phone, regardless of who that is, whether that is Trump or whoever's next, whoever it is,
I think that's a presidential alert.
Is going to make people who may have passed these things over actually stop and take a look, and it's a good way of disseminating information instead of just having it come from some weird number that people don't know, some text line. I think it actually matters when you see the president is texting me. Well, I better take a look and see what it says.
Well, if you think about just the way that we live our lives today, I haven't seen local news or any news, really. I watched a little bit about Hurricane Florence, but if there was something major happening, I would not know. So I'm happy to have, I don't mind any alert coming through that's of national importance or regional or whatever. I'm fine getting something. I prefer everyone text me, including the president. So I don't want anyone to call me. Don't email me, but just text me. I'm good with that.
This is a presidential alert. The time on the DJV program is 16 past the hour.
You know, as an allergy sufferer, you're wired differently.
I sure feel that way.
That's why there's Nasacort. It's different, too. You see, unlike antihistamines, Nasacort targets and inhibits more of the allergic inflammation that causes your congestion and other nasal allergy symptoms.
My antihistamine doesn't do that?
None of them do.
Oh, that is different.
And it's why Nasacort's more effective at giving you 24-hour relief.
So even if I'm wired differently,
Nasacort stops more of what makes you miserable. Use as directed.
Beauty's biggest event is here. Ulta Beauty's 21 Days of Beauty, with new beauty steals every single day for 21 days. That's 50% off our most loved brands like Tarte and Anastasia. So come in today and tomorrow. And let's be real, with deals like these, you'll want to stop in every day. So hurry in, they go fast. 21 Days of Beauty ends September 22nd. Only at Ulta Beauty. The possibilities are beautiful.
Were you scammed into signing a timeshare contract? And did you miss the part that said you have to pay for your great idea? Not only for the rest of your life, but when you're not here anymore, you get to pass this turkey onto your family for them to pay for the rest of their lives. Thanks, Dad. Don't burden your family down the road, and don't be stuck with expensive timeshare payments forever. Get out of your bad idea timeshare contract guaranteed or pay nothing. Call Resort Release today and learn for free how their timeshare exit team can help you legally exit your timeshare contract. They've helped thousands of people, and they're A-plus rated with a BBB. So if you feel scammed, get mad, and get out of your expensive timeshare contract right now, guaranteed. Call NOW.
800-477-1551. 800-477-1551. 800-477-1551. That's 800-477-1551.
On the track, even 1/100th of a second decides who wins and who loses. That's why Bridgestone uses advanced racing technology to create their fastest street-legal replacement tire yet. The new Bridgestone Potenza RE71R. Engineered with an innovative hydro-evacuation surface and unique tread compounds, the new Potenza RE71R is designed to give you maximum grip and ultimate cornering on or off the track. Bridgestone is changing the game in tire performance.
Protecting data across modern decentralized networks presents challenges that traditional backup solutions can't handle. At best, you'll waste time and money managing multiple solutions. At worst, gaps in coverage will leave your data vulnerable. Barracuda Backup is a single cloud-integrated solution that simplifies the backup process and allows data replication to anywhere on your network, a private cloud, Barracuda's cloud, or to the AWS public cloud. Reclaim your data. Try Barracuda Backup free at barracuda.com/backup.
You're listening to On Air with Doug, Jen, and Victoria.
All right, so here's another item from around the country. A judge in Florida has ordered that the state has to provide election materials in Spanish ahead of the midterm election. Citing the Voting Rights Act, the judge ordered that 32 counties with Puerto Rican populations have to provide Spanish language sample ballots, information about the ballots, and how to use the ballots in Spanish. Notices on their websites also in Spanish. The decision stems from a lawsuit filed against the state by a number of voting rights groups. The groups argued that Florida's Secretary of State wasn't protecting the rights of Puerto Ricans. You know what? Screw that. I'm not interested. I think this is the most outrageous. If you want to vote in America, you vote in English. This is not a Spanish-speaking
We don't
country.
Have a national language, though.
We do have a national language.
No, we do not. We absolutely do not. We do not.
Well, that's pretty stupid.
But I agree that it should be in English.
Yeah, of course it should be in English.
It makes me furious when you go and they give you the...
Latino advocacy groups, yeah.
Well, it's not even that. When you vote and then they give you the I voted sticker and it says it in like 25 different languages on the sticker.
No.
You must be getting a much bigger sticker than I'm getting.
Yeah.
I've only got one that says I voted. I don't think there's any room for it.
Come to LA. They make a lot of room on the sticker for all the languages.
The 25 languages must be the size of
the country. No, it's Chinese,
honestly,
it's Mandarin.
In whose world is this right? In whose world is this good? Anybody think this is a good idea?
In whose world? If people are legally able to vote, and if English is their second language, I don't understand the problem. If you're in a heavily...
If English is their second language, then that means they know how to speak English.
Well, I'm just saying if English isn't their first language, I don't know. I'm not talking about how much English they know, but if they are legally able to vote as citizens, then I don't see a problem with this.
Where else in the world is this going? What other country has two languages that they use for purposes like this? What other country?
More than that, it's about this. It's about assimilation. And if you want to assimilate and vote, then you learn the language that the majority of Americans speak.
Only
and
in,
more
the,
people, and you know back. What, Jen? The fact is, more people speak Spanish in this country than English. So, if we want to make that argument, then
fact.
We all
I
need to learn
that.
Spanish.
I would
if you go by
that.
Population, how many more people speak Spanish in this country than
should
English?
Should we cut up the American flag, then?
21 after the hour.
Bacon lovers, we ship free.
Try our amazing bacon. No refrigeration required. Proprietary value-added packaging provides 10-year shelf life and protects the leanest, thickest, center-cut, fully cooked bacon in America today. Ready to eat right from the pouch or warm and serve. Savory and delicious. Wholesale price for your everyday use. Order today at ReadyToEatBacon.com. ReadyToEatBacon.com.
Policies issued by American General Life Insurance Company, Houston, Texas. Not available in all states. For details, visit AIGDirect.com.
If you're young and healthy, you don't need life insurance, right? Yeah, that's what I used to think, too. Until my brother died at 38. Joe left his wife with two kids, a mortgage, and a stack of bills she couldn't pay. Mary had to sell the house and move everybody into this tiny two-bedroom apartment just to make ends meet. I never want to do that to my wife, so I got life insurance. I called AIG Direct and was really surprised how affordable it is. Just $14 a month for $250,000 of term life coverage. Listen, if you have a family, you should seriously think about getting life insurance. You'll feel a lot better having it. Trust me.
Call AIG Direct for a free, no-obligation quote. The call takes less than 5 minutes, and you could save up to 70%. Call now. 1-800-910-7981. That's 1-800-910-7981. 1-800-910-7981.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. danpilla.com.
Music time here on the DJD program. Fella that helps people think about their reality, their homes, their lives. Luke Bryan is in the musical spotlight. Thought this was kind of interesting. He's opening a new bar in Nashville with a concert next Monday. Sunrise, Sunburn, Sunset, his song, became the number one country airplay song. And that night, he celebrated the opening of his new bar. Oh, this is his bar.
Yeah.
Ah, I thought it was...
They're all doing it. Jason Aldean opened one. John Rich has one.
Really?
Shelton has one. Yeah, so this is... Nashville's quite the scene for these places. And then I think the hope is that they can get a chain like Toby Keith did and sort of expand it throughout the country.
Hmm. So as a free street concert in the middle of Lower Broadway in Nashville, the bar is called Luke's 32 Bridge Food and Drink. What's the significance of 32 Bridge? Anybody know?
I don't know.
It's a bro bar.
Maybe where he lived?
It was in a bank building, corner of 3rd and 3rd Avenue South and Broadway. It was most recently a tattoo parlor. On the ground floor, there's a sports bar, performance space, with an imposing wall of television screens on one side and the stage opposite where the musicians can play. There's a truck dangling above them, suspended by chains, so that's a good strong chain.
I know, right?
And then you go up the
stairs.
They're
relying a lot on structural engineering, it sounds
right,
like, in this place.
Yeah. There are dance floors with DJ booths, a giant neon soccer ball, the words, "Crash My Party," in massive lights along the sprawling patios looking north and east. This doesn't sound like a... This sounds like Studio 54 instead of a country joint. Yes,
that's
no?
That's fun. I think we should go.
Is it Studio 54?
Sushi bar. That's fun.
It's a mixed bag of everything.
Bar?
Yeah.
Really? Huh. How y'all feeling? How y'all drinking? He was asking. Yeah. Hunting, fishing, loving. I wish we could teach some of these country artists to do gerundives, don't you, Jennifer?
Oh,
no.
God.
Hunting. fishing, loving. Yes. Anyway, it was a Monday in Nashville. Some of his friends were home. Cole Swindell showed up to sing one of his hits, Ain't Worth the Whiskey, and then Tim McGraw, Where the Green, Green Grass Grows. He sang that with Brian. Tim McGraw didn't sing it. Cole Swindell sang it. So what do we know about Cole Swindell, Jennifer?
Actually, he came up because of Luke Bryan. Luke Bryan took him on the road, and I think that was one of his first big tours where he went to all the big stadiums across the country, but now he's got a great career in his own right.
Good. All right, so that's the Luke Bryan story. That's some nice songs for farmers, I know that. We use it on our American Family Farmer Show. Next up in the country world, Loretta Lynn has a feisty new song called Ruby Stool. Let's listen to a little of this, Kara. I love this song.
I'm sitting on Ruby's stool right next to Bill.
This song tells the tale of a woman who dances with her man, the singer's man. So anyway, I like Loretta sort of sized up next to Ruby's man at the bar, seated on her antagonist bar stool and emptying an ashtray into Ruby's drink. That's what that tune is about. She's 86, right? 85, yeah. Something like that. After the stroke. Listen to the way she's singing after that stroke. Good for her, man. There's another song, Wouldn't It Be Great? It'll be released on the 28th of this month. Now available for pre-order if you're a Loretta Lynn fan. 28 after the hour on the DJB program.
Want an easy way to see if you can save money on car insurance? GEICO gives you three. Call 1-800-947-AUTO. Go online to geico.com or stop by the GEICO office nearest you. Three ways you could save 15% or more.
Here are today's automotive news headlines. I'm Nick Miles. Just 7 months before Ford's new small truck, the Ranger, hits dealership, the company has unveiled the price. It'll start under $26,000, including delivery charges. Step up, and you can get the top-of-the-line Supercrew Lariat with a 5-foot box, and you'll pay just over $40,000 with the 4x4 version. The Ranger is about $23,000 lower than the starting price of America's best-selling vehicle, the Ford F-150 truck. But fully optimized, the F-150 can get to $90,000. For more, go to ourautoexpert.com.
It's not often that a vehicle can truly awaken your senses, but the 2018 Alfa Romeo Giulia does just that. Crafted to provide a truly unique driving experience. Learn more about Motor Trend's 2018 Car of the Year at alfaromeousa.com.
And now, an ad from Mom.
Save money on your car insurance by bundling home and auto with Progressive. Hey, is it always this cold in here?
It doesn't bother me. It doesn't bother me a bit. I just kind of curious, because if it's the equipment or something, that's fine. It's just, woo, it's kind of chilly.
Progressive can't save you from becoming your parents, but we can save you money when you bundle home and auto. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company, affiliates and other insurers. Discounts not available in all states or situations.
Cancer is the number one cause of death by disease for children in the U.S. today. Since the Austin Hatcher Foundation's birth in 2006, it has grown to provide unique programs to help the children and the families affected by pediatric cancer. Support begins at the time of diagnosis and continues throughout survivorship at no cost to families. Lives touched by the foundation continue to rise each day. But we need your help. Donate, volunteer, or partner with the Austin Hatcher Foundation. Learn how you can get involved. Visit hatcherfoundation.org for more.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News.
For USA Radio News, I'm Robin Walensky. Will she or won't she show up? The woman accusing Supreme Court nominee Brett Kavanaugh of a sexual assault 36 years ago has still not said if she will come to Capitol Hill and testify at a hearing Monday. President Trump says he feels bad for Kavanaugh.
I feel so badly for him that he's going through this, to be honest with you. I feel so badly for him.
And the president goes on to say,
this is not a man that deserves this. It should have been brought up long ago.
President Trump also suspicious of the timing.
You don't wait till the hearing is over and then all of a sudden bring it up.
And taking a look now at your money, stocks surging on Wall Street. At the closing bell, the Dow Jones Industrial Average gaining 184 points to close at 26,246. The Nasdaq up 60 points and the S&P 500 tacking on 15 points. You're listening to USA Radio News.
I'm Nick Sobolewski, a SelectQuote agent with a true story that could save you hundreds of dollars a year. A woman named Linda just called. Her husband, Ray, has a $300,000 group life insurance policy, but is changing jobs and can't take it with him. Well, I shopped the many highly rated term life insurance companies we represent and found Ray, who is 41 and takes medication to control his cholesterol, a 10-year, $500,000 policy for under $27 a month. That's almost twice the coverage for less than half of what he had paid. If SelectQuote hasn't shopped for your life insurance, you're probably paying too much.
For your free quote, call 800-591-9426. That's 800-591-9426. 800-591-9426. Or go to SelectQuote.com. Since 1985, we shop, you save.
Get full details on the example policy at SelectQuote.com/commercials. Your price could vary depending on your health, issuing company, and other factors. Not available in all states.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow. And like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you can move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
How well and how fast does Heart and Body Extract work to improve blood circulation? Listen.
My name is Ellis, and I'm 66 years old, and I live in Jacksonville, Florida. 2 years ago, I was diagnosed as having clogged arteries. I had 70% blockage in one artery leading to my heart. They wanted me to go on Plavix, but I refused, knowing the negative side effects.
Heart and Body Extract is a unique balance, synergy, and proportion of herbs reaching from head to toe at maximum absorption around 95% at the cellular level.
Within the first month, I felt a dramatic difference. The heaviness in my legs was reduced, and within 2 months, I felt completely normal.
Your natural organic herbal formula for heart health is Heart and Body Extract. Heart and Body Extract comes with a 100% ironclad money-back guarantee. Details at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract. Call 866-295-5305. 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract.
Inside Your Life.
We're about to peer into another aspect of your curiosity here on the DJV program. Doug Steffen with Jennifer Horn and Victoria Keelan. Kara's at the controls, so I guess we'll look to the left where Victoria is with this half hour's update.
Well, the U.S. Senate is set to vote on a bipartisan bill on Monday evening, and that is going to be all about the nation's opioid crisis, which we've talked about a lot here. The Opioid Crisis Response Act is the official name of it. It includes proposals from 5 Senate committees and over 70 different senators on, again, both sides of the aisle. This is, hopefully, they'll be able to do something together because, you know, we don't see a lot of bipartisanship lately. The legislation aims to tackle the problem in a few different ways. One section focuses on preventing illegal drugs from being sent through the mail, which is actually a much bigger problem than people realize. Another fast-tracks research for new non-addictive painkillers. And we've talked also about there are a few pharmaceutical companies, the ones who make the stuff everyone's addicted to, and now they're working on the non-addictive version and, you know, antidotes. And then a couple provisions are also aimed at improving treatment for people who are addicted currently. If the bill passes the Senate, it would head back to the House, which has already passed similar legislation. And Senator Lamar Alexander, who's one of the lawmakers spearheading the bill, said he hopes to get this bill to the president's desk by the 21st of September.
Mm-hmm. There are a lot of things affecting the life and well-being of our children. This business about how children get a hold of the opioids going into their parents, parents, we all, actually, no matter where the bathroom, you got a cabinet, right? Medicine cabinet. Kids go in and look and see what's there. Wow.
It's on so many levels. I was just reading an article over the weekend. Some nurse prescribed 11,000 pills for herself, and then she sold them. It's on every level. And you see these little pharmacies. I think there was one in West Virginia, and they wrote 75,000 scripts for opioids. And then finally the government was like, wait a minute, you don't even have 75,000 people who live near you. Like, it's such a huge problem on so many levels.
Nobody's watching. 1 in 11 middle schoolers, high schoolers, reported vaping cannabis this past year. The vaping epidemic, not about tobacco. Data from the National Youth Tobacco Survey show that 1 in 11, about 9% of U.S. middle school, these are kids that are 6th, 7th, 8th, 9th grade, these are the kids I taught who are 12 years old. Are vaping marijuana. The people most likely to use cannabis in the devices, men, young men, current tobacco users, and students who live with somebody who smokes. Those of you who are parents who are still smoking, perhaps you might want to take a second look at you and your habit. E-cigarettes have been the most commonly used tobacco product among middle and high schoolers for the past several years. Obviously, there is concern here. I always love it. The federal government is concerned. Why the hell aren't parents concerned? I don't give a damn whether the government's interested. I want to know what parents are doing. And older siblings. Wow. This study points to a link between teens' e-cigarette use and their likelihood of using marijuana. Study shows, the findings actually show that... it's going to have something to do with changes in state marijuana legislation, which could give the impression the drug is harmless. Researchers suggest implementing strategies to curb cannabis use in e-cigarettes. Well, you know, I'm going to be perhaps the naysayer on this, and it only is coming to me lately because I don't like being around marijuana smoke. I don't like anything about it. But my son has convinced me, who's a drug and alcohol counselor in Los Angeles, that using what Victoria just said about the opioid crisis and applying its appropriate use, those are opioids that are being prescribed for pain. Remember, it's ranked number one for supposedly helping people who are full of pain from operations or perhaps they have cancer, whatever the pain is, opioids have been prescribed. Now, much of the research that's been done suggests that smoking cannabis is much better and has less of an impact on you. Does it have an impact? Yep. But does it have the serious impact on you, short-term, mid-term, long-term, that opioid usage does? Nowhere near. And apparently it is much more, I don't want to say used, but it's much friendlier, if there is such a thing, to the body when you're smoking pot versus the opioid, what that does to your body.
Can I ask a question, though?
Yeah.
Your son is an alcohol and drugs coach for life, right? I mean, that's what he does for a living.
Yeah. Well, he also cleans up bad scripts in his writing partner.
I know. As everybody, we all have a couple of jobs.
Right, exactly. Everybody's got two jobs there, yeah.
But my question is, and all of that stuff may be true about marijuana. All of that stuff might be true. But if you're a sober coach, aren't you supposed to teach being sober?
He's not teaching this to his... He's not saying this to the people who are his clients. He's just observing what has happened, what he knows to be happening and has happened with youngsters who face this situation. You know, remember, his clients are 14 to 18 years of age,
yeah,
and always from very well-to-do families. So they're exposed to all kinds of things.
I mean,
they have
easy access
to all kinds of
things. The reason I ask the question is, just from what I know with addiction, if you have someone, let's say, who is addicted to opioids, the last thing you want to do is say, well, don't take those, but have a glass of red wine. It's really good for your heart at night.
Yeah. Well, yeah.
It's just curious.
The same kind of thing. I just think that it's the whole, it's frustrating because under the circumstances, we all want to live healthy, or I would think we would aim to live healthy, happy, quote-unquote, normal lives. And there's so much stuff that's introduced now to youngsters when they're in middle school vaping this kind of stuff. Where do they get it, and how is it that somebody isn't noticing when you come home? You are a parent, you can't smell tobacco,
well, you can't smell
marijuana.
Yeah.
You
no.
can't smell a vape, even if it's
no.
cannabis?
No. Usually it smells like some obnoxious form of bubble gum.
Like chemical
really?
Berries
or
yeah, like a scary circus.
Or yeah, or vanilla or whatever, yeah.
Certainly food for thought. Okay, also while we're in the children's pew here, a new study suggesting a link between exposure to certain household cleaners and children who are overweight. Listen up. The research found that babies in homes where antibacterial cleansing products were used at least once a week more are likely to have higher levels of certain gut bacteria. Wow. Wow. Think about that. When the group was 3 years old, their body mass index was higher than children who didn't live in homes where disinfectants were frequently used. The previous work done on animals found similar results, and others have linked higher levels of a particular gut bacteria with higher body fat and insulin-related resistance in adults. Wow. This is,
you think about, like,
saying, wow.
It is a wow. And if you wrap your head around it, if you think about how many times parents of young kids are constantly disinfecting things in the house.
Oh, my God,
whether
it's crazy.
Whether it's their toys or their high chair.
Yeah.
Or
leave the damn germs on the stuff. It's good for your immune system.
Yeah. And
where did we start thinking that this was a... When did that start? Somebody sold people on a bill of goods. Make sure your house is clean for your children so they'll grow up to be healthy and happy and strong. Bourgeois. They should be around as much dirt as possible.
Regular soap, though, does it. You know, just yeah. use regular soap. You don't
right.
need to use
bar soap.
The stuff that's in Purell, and I'm not shaming Purell, but all of those hand sanitizers, all that
awful.
Stuff. Anything that has triclosan in it, look for that, and that's pretty much the most toxic stuff you can... And the kids put everything in their mouths. So if they're disinfecting their toys and stuff, or their high chair or whatever, it's all going in their mouth, and that's probably what's affected their gut bacteria. That's how
really?
They're ingesting it.
Yeah.
I like to scour my children. Take out a scrub brush.
Good for you. Right.
That's okay. Old-fashioned washboard.
I could use a Brillo pad still.
Brillo pads, that's it. Where are the Brillo pads? Get them out.
Okay.
Clean them up. You wouldn't have believed how dirty I was last night and how healthy I feel today.
Oh, I could believe it. You'd be surprised.
I was really dirty yesterday, and I feel so good today. And it's all because of the dirt, ladies and gentlemen. Of course I showered.
Oh, okay.
Oh, yeah. The shower gets rid of the... I'm talking about the stuff that I had in my hands. I had.
How many days of the week do you have a dirt residue ring in your shower?
Seven.
Okay. All I thought you were going to say, Jen, like dirty nails or something. Like how dirt residue under his nails?
Keep your fingernails
probably
cut.
A lot. Yeah.
Wanted to not know.
All right. 44 past the hour.
This is your Check It Out Minute with Mark Saltzman, brought to you by ASUS.
If you're in the market for a stellar tablet and one that won't break the bank, consider the ASUS ZenPad 8.0, an 8-inch Android tablet that's super thin and light, yet delivers a gorgeous screen for watching videos, viewing photos, swiping through games, reading ebooks, and more. Integrated cameras mean you can video chat with the kids or grandkids anywhere you've got Wi-Fi. This tablet includes 16 gigabytes of storage to hold all of your apps and media, but it's expandable with up to 128 128-gigabyte carts. That's ideal as there are more than 2 million downloads at the Google Play Store. Battery life tops 8 hours between charges, so you can leave the charger at home. The cost for the Asus ZenPad 8.0 is just $129. More info is at asus.com.
That was your Tech It Out Minute, brought to you by Asus.
I just saved hundreds of dollars by switching to Geico. I should have done this years ago.
Disclaimer, traveling back in time is physically impossible unless you know how to build a functioning time machine. Then by all means, travel 25 years back in time, switch your car insurance to Geico. You could save a bunch of money. While you're there, please prevent your younger self from wearing that sleeveless tuxedo t-shirt, parachute pants, and glitter high tops to your senior prom. And at long last, rectify this horrible crime against nature. Geico is absolved of all liability if you destroy the fabric of time and space.
Geico. 15 minutes could save you 15% or more.
Freedom doesn't start in the White House. It starts in your house. Here's Ellen Krebel.
I see protests on TV and sometimes wonder if the demonstrators even understand what they're protesting. Now a report by the National Association of Scholars says many university courses aimed at understanding the American system have been replaced by classes on how to undermine it. Instead of teaching the foundations of constitutional law, individual freedom, and self-government, these new courses now teach how to organize protests, occupy buildings, and stage demonstrations. American citizens have always enjoyed the right to protest policies with which they disagree. But looking through the lens of liberty is the first step in understanding the right to protest. Without understanding our founding principles, students are being cheated of the opportunity to be full participants in our republic. They should protest that.
For more, check out our podcast at lensofliberty.org.
You know, as an allergy sufferer, you're wired differently.
I sure feel that way.
That's why there's Nasacort. It's different, too. You see, unlike antihistamines, Nasacort targets and inhibits more of the allergic inflammation that causes your congestion and other nasal allergy symptoms.
My antihistamine doesn't do that?
None of them do.
Oh, that is different.
And it's why Nasacort's more effective at giving you 24-hour relief.
So even if I'm wired differently,
Nasacort stops more of what makes you miserable. Use as directed.
Where does the love for a car come from? If the car is a Subaru Legacy, the answer would be the symmetrical all-wheel drive. Power goes to all four wheels all the time for optimum grip. The Subaru Boxer engine's lower center of gravity makes the Subaru Legacy more responsive around corners and gets better fuel economy than front-wheel drive competitors. What you have then is a midsize sedan with grip, handling, and enviable fuel economy. It's no wonder it turns people into people who love cars. Love is what makes a Subaru a Subaru.
You're listening to On Air with Doug, Jen, and Victoria.
Hi, ladies. From the fount of Dougie's knowledge, according to a new study, this is good news. I have all this bad news about children and stuff. This is good. If you live near a green urban neighborhood, children who live in those circumstances have better, stronger memory skills. Data analyzed from more than 4,000 11-year-olds living in urban parts of places like England, comparing where they lived with how they perform on spatial memory tests. And the findings are children living in areas with less green space had a harder time remembering where objects were and analyzing where they moved. This backs up an earlier research study about brain function and outdoor space. For example, a study here found spending just 20 minutes in a park helped children diagnosed with ADHD attention skills are better. If you are outside in the fresh air and around green. Research shown an association between outdoor exposure and long-term cognitive function. That's pretty interesting, isn't it? Huh? A couple of reasons why more green space might encourage better memory. For one, researchers say children with more space to roam are more likely to explore, and that process helps with spatial memory.
And they're more active. Isn't that more engaging, too?
Yeah, it is. More exercise gets brain work, brain function, get the blood up there.
Juice is flowing.
Yeah, exactly. You live around a lot of pollution that damages your brain. Duh. All right, so there's some food for thought. Get your children into more green space. 10 before the hour.
Long distance travel or long hours in front of a computer can take its toll on your body.
Get relief for your neck or back pain when you search Amazon for Sunshine Pillows, heating wraps, and pads, often listed as an Amazon choice.
Why take another pill?
Now, from Sunny Bay and by customer demand, we introduce our extra-long neck heating wrap, a complete wrap, wide and hands-free, and brings fast relief to those who suffer from neck or back pain.
You can easily find Sunshine Pillows on Amazon.
Or search Amazon for our new Sunny Bay disposable heat pads. Or look for Sunny Bay heated neck wraps for relief from back pain to menstrual pain and cramps.
Sometimes life can be a pain in the neck or back or shoulder.
See why our company, Biomed DB Design, has a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy. Just go to Amazon.com and search Sunny Bay or call us 253-678-1361.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-318-4349 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-318-4349. Again, that's 800-318-4349.
All set now, sex talk time, 53 after the hour on the DJV program. Victoria Keelan now bringing us up to date on, for example, Alexa. Looks like it's going to take over the kitchen now.
Yes.
In addition to everything else in the world, will anybody have to think for themselves about anything anymore?
Probably not. Well, Amazon is planning to introduce as many as 8 new Alexa-powered smart home devices, and it's all going to be out by the end of this year. The devices will be a wide-ranging offering of voice-controlled gadgets, a microwave oven, an in-car gadget of some sort, we don't know what that's going to be yet, and a set of higher-end home audio gear, including an amplifier, receiver, and subwoofer. CNBC was the first to break this news on this one. They said Amazon's planning to detail at least some of these new devices at an event sometime later this month. It's all very secretive. And Amazon's expansion into even more hardware categories will significantly heat up the smart home market, which is already kind of flooded right now with Alexa-powered devices. But this will really, by going into the kitchen, having the voice-enabled things like telling Alexa to, you know, start the microwave, I don't understand. You still have to open the microwave door, and you still have to put stuff in the microwave. If you can't go the last step and hit a button. I don't know. But that's what Alexa's going to be doing. And the interesting thing is it's not under the Echo line, because Amazon, all those Echo devices, there's the Echo and then the Echo Dot. It's not actually going to be under that, which suggests that Amazon is introducing a whole new line of smart appliances that will be focused more on the Alexa brand than the Echo brand. And that's going to put them in direct competition with GE, KitchenAid, LG, and Samsung in the kitchen appliance department. So it'll be very interesting to see how well they do. I'm not sure about GE and KitchenAid, but I do know LG in their kitchen products, in their hardware, they have really interesting and beautifully designed products, like their stoves and their refrigerators. They can send a note on your to your app of when you're low on stuff that's in your fridge. It's very cool and very high tech. So it'll be it makes sense that Amazon wants to compete with them and get Alexa
like,
in there.
Like Wolf, are they upscale in that?
LG is not at, well, I know Wolf and Viking, like they make stoves, but LG makes, they do make stoves, but they're, I think, more on the dishwasher, microwave, and refrigerator end. That's where they have all their smart integration. So it'll be interesting to see how well Amazon does against them.
All right, speaking of Amazon, they're launching more cashier-less convenience stores around the country, and it'll start in New York City.
The Geek Out.
Several months ago, we first discussed Amazon's dive into the brick-and-mortar store with Amazon Go, an actual convenience store in Seattle, but one without cashiers. You simply walk in, pick out your items, put it in a basket, and then you walk out. It's a camera system and an app on your phone that work in tandem to tally your purchase and charge your account. Well, today, it's been so successful, Amazon has three of those locations in Seattle, is opening another in New York City, and other cities aren't far behind. In fact, the concept is such a hit, there's now a competing brand. Standard Cognition has opened their own store without cashiers and their own platform in San Francisco. If you want to learn more, we've posted the story on Twitter at The Geek Out.
Want an easy way to see if you can save money on car insurance? Geico gives you three. Call 1-800-947-AUTO. Go online to geico.com or stop by the Geico office nearest you. Three ways you could save 15% or more.
Every year, thousands overpay for a used car. They're left feeling disappointed, ashamed, and alone. Traditional pricing books only add to the confusion, offering only guesstimates and ranges.
Carfax has a better way. When you search used cars at Carfax.com, you get the most accurate price based on the Carfax report. So you never have to overpay on a used car again. Start your used car search today at Carfax.com.
Let's keep going here. The fitness trackers, the Apple Watch, affected yes or no by the new tariffs?
No. The good news is they will not be affected by the new tariffs on Chinese imports. It's no longer a 25% tariff. It's a 10%. And the Wall Street Journal reports that Apple Watch, Fitbits, Sonos speakers, and a lot of other fitness trackers and home assistants will not be affected. However, Apple is not, they haven't skated by completely. Their adapters, the Mac Mini, and any circuit boards or internal components shipped individually to the United States will be affected by the tariffs, which sort of ultimately means they will affect the price. So those items will be more expensive, but this is great news for Apple because the Apple Watch 4 is about to come out, and it's very, very popular already on pre-orders.
Mm-hmm. All right, so there you have it, ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, moms and dads, at 59 after the hour. This is the DJV Show.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original and most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
Hi, I'm Craig Sammet, Chief Clinical Officer from Anthem. Every new parent dreams of bringing their baby home for the first time, but some babies are born too sick or too soon to come home right away. That's why the Anthem Foundation supports the life-saving research and programs of the March of Dimes, the leading nonprofit organization for pregnancy and baby health. Help us give every baby a fighting chance so that more babies can come home healthy. Learn how at marchofdimes.org.